Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. That's Josh Groban bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's good to be with you live on Christmas Day, as I have been since 1997, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. If it's time to do my show, I want to be here doing my show with you, because I know you're like me, ladies and gentlemen. You show up, don't you? The 80% of life, you know, is just showing up. That's what Woody Allen said. Well, you know what? You guys show up 100% of the time. And if you show up, I'm going to show up. You can count on me for that. And I think I said who I am. I get so carried away with listening to the music and thinking about what we got to do today and what we're doing today, this Christmas celebration. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're not going to do a lot of business stuff today, though. We're going to reflect mostly on our spirits, on the thing that I'll let you decide how religious you want to be about this. I like to talk about the spirit, because our spirit is what drives our protoplasm around. If you think about it, it's the only thing that's different about between you and me, really, is our spirits, isn't it? The way we are, the human beings that we are. And somebody who knows a little bit about that is my good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a great friend of mine, has been now for a long time. He's a prolific writer. He's an attorney. He has a great business mind. And he also celebrates Hanukkah this week. He's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you, Jim, and Merry Christmas to you and your family and all your great listeners. And as you've been talking about it in the early part of the show, particularly a Merry Christmas to your son. And thank him and all of his brethren and sisters for serving our country.
Absolutely. I appreciate that very much. No, that's a very important thing. We just cannot stop thinking about those people. We can't, just because they're not in the news, we got to remember all those folks out there, and that's what I was just doing in the last
hey,
segment.
You know what? I'm glad they're not in the news. You know,
I am too.
The less they're in the news, the more they're just doing their job and not getting hurt and not getting killed. I'm glad to hear less. That doesn't mean we need to think about them any less. But, you know, I think like all of us, we were just getting sick into our stomach by that being the lead headline for a good 18 months until we've really got things stabilized.
By the way, folks, Andrew's new book is called Road Rules. Andrew, one of the things that a lot of people saw this a different way, and I'm not going to get political here, folks, but Andrew, when the guy threw the shoes at George Bush when he was over there the last time, a lot of people didn't see this way. I saw it as an incredible success story for our men and women in military. They went over there, Andrew, and gave that man freedom of speech. Now, how much more liberty can you give someone than the ability to do what he did? Think about that.
Well, I'll tell you,
it was wrong. He shouldn't have thrown the shoe. He should have just spoken some words or written some words. But at least he's not dead. And you know what? 10 years ago, he'd been dead.
Well, I'll build on that even further. I agree with you, and I'm glad to just see somebody throwing a pair of shoes.
Exactly.
When it comes to violence, that I'll tolerate. Yeah. Article of clothing throwing is, you know, well within my bounds.
I agree. I understand he has small feet too. I understand it wasn't even that big of a shoe. But
yeah, we went from the shoe shoe bomber to the shoe thrower.
Exactly. Andrew, happy Hanukkah, by the way. This is you're kind of right in the middle of Hanukkah. And I was saying to somebody earlier, whenever I've said happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends, they've often said to me, "Oh, it's not one of our big holidays." They always say that, Andrew, and I've decided that the reason they do that is so I'll invite them over to my Christmas celebration. I feel like maybe they think we got better presents at Christmas than you do at Hanukkah. What do you think?
Well, we're jealous because you get them all at once. I mean, you know, we spread that whole thing over 8 days, and you know, as a kid, you kind of. You know, I remember growing up in Philadelphia in Hanukkah time, and by the by the sixth and seventh day, you know, you're getting a pencil.
You're exhausted.
Yeah, you're getting an eraser the next night. You know, the joy by the eighth night, you know, you're getting the wrapping paper that was on your gift the first and second night.
We're running, and you know, that's got to be tough if the parents are having a hard time, if they're struggling. If they're struggling, you know, how do you come up with the present every night? You know.
Well, it is, and look, you know, in terms of, you know, what one of the things that I do love about this country is our embracing all of the various religions that our citizens practice, and Judeo-Christian values, and of course Judeo-Christian sharing of holidays and comparing notes on holidays.
Yeah.
That's always been very strong in the country, and it needs to be, you know, we need an even better dialogue and understanding of each other.
No question about it. Well said, Andrew. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice and the wisdom that you'll get if you buy his book, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. It's outstanding. It's the best of all the 18 that he's written, in my opinion. 20 Till, Josh Groban taking us out. Stay with us.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Merry Christmas, everybody. And to my Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah. Today is Christmas Day. I'm celebrating. I'm a Christian. I'm celebrating Christmas today with my friends and my family, and you're all my friends and family, and somebody else who is my very good friend is Andrew Sherman, who's with us right now. He celebrates Hanukkah, and his new book is called Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. Andrew, give us the website, please.
It's bethetruck.com, and, you know, Jim, I was just thinking at the break, you always get the moniker, the hardest working man in small business, and being with you on Christmas Day, your holiest day of the year, I just want to validate for everybody, you are, in fact, the hardest working man in small business.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that very much. Well, you know, but you know what, Andrew? I know how you work too, and I love what I do, and you love what you do, and isn't that something to be to consider as a blessing? My parents, and I'm sure yours did too. My parents taught me the nobility of work.
Well, it's you know, one of the passages that I have in Road Rules is the Zen master, and the Zen master it's not really a poem, I guess, just the words of this passage talk about, you get to a point in your life, not all of us get there, by the way, some of us do, where our work and our play are indistinguishable, and so even on the holiest of holidays we don't distinguish between work and play. It's all one, you know, it becomes one. And so it's kind of funny. There's a show that you may have seen, some of your listeners I'm sure have seen, which is Curb Your Enthusiasm, with Larry David, the guy who invented Seinfeld.
Right.
And there's a half an hour, very funny one, about Jews who are trying to work on Yom Kippur. And they're, of course, that is our holiest day of the year. No business is supposed to be done.
Right.
And there's Jewish guys negotiating a deal on the outside the synagogue in between services. And they feel very guilty about it. And I sort of looked at it more philosophically, which was, if you're a true Zen master, then you're working on Christmas. If you're a Christian, you're working on Yom Kippur. If you're a Jew, there is no separation between work and play, because you're just doing your life's mission. And
well,
that's what you're doing this morning here, Jim. You know, there are probably a few people who say that Jim shouldn't be working today. And my spiritual answer back is there, that whole word falls apart when you're a Zen master.
Well, you know, I've had people say, Jim, why don't you stop and smell the roses? And I said, I am.
Yeah, I'm,
you know, I mean, but you're right.
What I'm smelling the roses 24/7, 365.
Well, what I have said is that when you're a small business owner, that weaves a very fine seam between your professional life and your personal life, and it is difficult sometimes to separate those two, but you know, as long as you don't lose your family, as long as you don't lose your health, as long as you don't lose your soul, as far as I'm concerned, you know, work is noble. And as I say, my parents taught me that, and it's It's a very important thing for me. I like it. I like doing what I do. Of course, I've always liked working, but especially if you feel like you can do something that makes a difference. I think that's one of the keys. And isn't that one of the things to be thankful for to in this holiday season, Andrew, to be able to do work, to be productive, to contribute to society, to contribute to others. Isn't the whole part of this season, Andrew, about subordinating ourselves just a little bit for others?
It absolutely is.
Maybe a lot, but at least a little bit.
No, it absolutely is. But let me tell you the life lesson that I think our listeners need to take away from that observation, and it's a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, something I'm worried about. You know, you notice it between Thanksgiving and Christmas. What do we all do? We're all nicer to each other. Mm-hmm. We're more generous to each other. We're giving thanks to the things around us.
We say greetings to each other that we don't do any other time of year.
We smile at each other. We, you know, all of a sudden for about 3 weeks, we're really nice. Why does that have to be limited to 3 weeks, for God's sakes? I mean, you know, why does it take a holiday for us to talk, you know, to each other with respect, to give gifts to each other, to show appreciation? I mean, you know, this is my fascination with the holidays. It's not that I hope I don't sound like a Scrooge. I'm the anti-Scrooge.
I am a Scrooge.
I know, but I'm saying, why can't we do this 365?
But that's the reason I am a Scrooge, is because we don't. That's my point. And I made this earlier in the hour before you got here. You know, I talked about being accused of being a Scrooge. The reason I am is not because I'm not generous. It's because it bugs me that we get all excited about giving people something in December, but you got these people who do that, then, and you never hear from them again until next December.
Yeah.
You know, I mean we got people who are hungry in April. We got kids who need shoes in August. You know, we got families who can't pay the utility bills in September. There are needs all year long. Everybody, as you said earlier, everybody needs to be here, have a nice gesture made to them all year long. Let's not just do it in December.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, I'd like everybody who's listening today or listening later to the show, if you're observing the holiday, to commit themselves in 2009, because we're going to need it. To have that holiday spirit year round, and
absolutely,
your generosity doesn't have to be quantitative. It could be a smile, a pat on the back, a high five.
Holding the door for somebody. It could be anything. Learn the 12 essential rules for navigating the road of life. That's part of this book, folks. Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. That Andrew Sherman has written. It's his 18th or 19th one, and it's outstanding. You're going to want to buy two, because you're going to, if you give one away, you're going to want to keep one. Ten till. Stay with us. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. Welcome back, folks. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That is called a friendship blessing. It's from the book Anamkara. And, folks, if you buy two books this year, buy Road Rules from my friend Andrew Sherman, who's with us right now, and buy Anamkara. And I think it's still in print. If it's not, buy a used one, find one, steal one, whatever. don't steal. I'm just kidding. But this book, I bought this book, Anamkara, Andrew Sherman, the year I did my first show on Christmas, the 97. And it is just powerful. That Anamkara means soul friend, and I'm happy to say that I've got a lot of very, very good friends in my life, and Andrew, I consider you to be one of them.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know the feeling's mutual, and let me make one other holiday suggestion. I know as a Jew that when we had, for example, my son's bar mitzvah, one of the most excited things for me was to have non-Jews at that ceremony and share that day with me. And then when I go to a Christian wedding, I feel the same way. And I think the thrill of being in someone else's church and seeing their traditions and embracing those is really something that we can give as a gift to each other. And it's a gift.
It's not only a gift. Part of what it's a gift of that we no one ever says, but it's there and it's powerful. Is the gift of tolerance.
Well, I think it's even deeper than that. I'll tell you, I have a lot of non-Jewish friends that come up to me after the service and go, wow, I didn't realize how similar the services were and how similar the messages were. And I think it's even deeper than tolerance. It's understanding and it's embracing. And you know, a friend of mine came up to me after the rabbi's sermon, and he said, wow, that sounded a lot like my pastor's sermon. And I said, well, you know, these guys are all reading the same database. I said, you know, the messages of goodness and other things are pretty universal.
Absolutely.
But I would also urge, you know, we're in a very diverse society, and I think that the Jews and the Christians do a pretty good job understanding each other's traditions and attending each other's ceremonies. I'd urge our listeners, I mean, I'd go find a friend that may be a Hindu or a Buddhist and, you know, talk to them a little bit, see if you can't participate in something that they do. You know, I think we need to include some of the other major world religions into that dialogue.
Well, I agree with you. My own church is only about three blocks away from the synagogue in my town, and we have a very close relationship and have shared services back and forth over the years and have spent a lot of time doing that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Isn't there? I mean, if there's one message that we should get that I think Jesus would want us to share with each other. Is tolerance, and because where there's tolerance, there can be love.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's no better message to deliver on Christmas Day on the Jim Blassingame show than that, because that's also a business lesson. You know, the way we embrace our differences and understand our differences as human beings is also really the right way to conduct your business. I mean, understand who your partners are, understand who your competitors are, take a deeper time to understand who your customers are and what they're going to be going through in 2009, and what can you do to be a solver of their problems as opposed to just a taker of their money.
And aren't we, I don't want to reflect too much on the economy, but I think 2009 is going to require an extra portion of all of that, don't you?
It's going to require some faith. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever your faith may be, it's going to require some faith, at least in the early part of 2009.
Well, and we're going to have to draw on each other more, I think. I think it's going to require that for us. Yeah. And Andrew, I'll be here for you, buddy.
Well, I got your back, man.
I got
your back.
The book is called Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. He's written about 18, 19, so something under a billion copies galactically. This may be the best one. Andrew, in fact, I think it is. Buy two, folks. Give one away. Thanks, Andrew, for being here. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family and your listeners. Hey, thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot. Safe journeys. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back one more hour after this. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Christmas live with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.